It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms
and conditions. 18+. Ladies and gentlemen, the following podcast is Wrestling Death and is scheduled for 1 hour. Maybe more. It has no real time limits making their way into your ears. First, from a place called Barniston, he is the Pyramid, Rob Florence.
It's going to be the funniest show ever because I'm all about the comedy and the money,
money.
Baby.
What you can pay.
And his partner, Fela Tapender Stevenson.
From Mexico City to Beef Community Centre, I've got stories that are going to blow your mind.
Hello and welcome to Wrestling Daft. I am producer John. Rab is not with us, but Grado is. And it is the go-home show before the live show, and Rab is MIA Grado.
Well, did you see somebody wrote that on Twitter when you were plugging the Wrestling Daft live show? Somebody wrote, I bet she wanted them Disney turn up.
My worries are, I'm slightly concerned that one of these won't turn up, because your track record...
Are you scared of that?
Well, let's just shoot, brother. Let's just shoot. So for the last 2 or 3 weeks, you know, we've got the live show coming this Sunday. For the last 2 or 3 weeks... Right, we're going to meet up, we're going to plan this shit out. You know, it's going to be nailed on. For the last 2 or 3 weeks, I've been chasing you. It's like herding kittens, the two of you getting out in the same room. So eventually, we couldn't meet up today. So Grado just hit up a WhatsApp for a WhatsApp group call, and then we planned it within about 20 minutes. So all looking good for the live show, though.
Penny screaming in the background on Tuesday, but we're meant to meet up for a wee blather and a lunch, but... I was writing no well on Tuesday. I had to put a sickie and everything. I'll go radio.
I know, I saw that. Are you feeling all right now, though?
Wait, did you see... Have you been watching The Apprentice?
Oh, no, I've not been.
And there's a boy, Rhys Donnelly.
Boy for Glasgow.
Boy for Glasgow. And, of course, the story was that he was blittered on the flight and he got kicked.
Rumours, yeah.
But his reasoning was he was unfit and he just had to listen to his body. He just had to listen to his body and had to quit the show. It's funny because on Tuesday morning, I'm lying in the flare, man. Got up to do the breakfast show. I was waiting out of the shower. I come out, bent over into the toilet, man. My big, fat, naked, white body dripping away. No wiped my arse, right? Because
You need to get a BD. We've talked about this before.
And then I'm sweating all the gaff, and Stephanie's coming in and trying to pull me up, and you're right. And I'm just going, she's going, do you think you should be going to work? And I'm going, I just need to listen to my body.
Brilliant. Well, it's slightly
I just need to listen to my body.
You followed in the great man from The Apprentice. Reese is his name, isn't it? Lovely
Rick,
guy.
Who, by the way, who is a lovely, lovely fella. And he did come on the Go Radio Breakfast Show, which you can hear Monday to Friday, 6 until 10 each morning. He just shout, Alexa, launch Go Radio. He come on and clear it up. And he was apparently no beverage on the flight because of two chaperones, etc. But yeah, it's an excellent podcast. And we're live.
We are live.
On Sunday. We're going to be there. We're going to be there at 2 p.m. It's before the Scottish League Cup final, but that doesn't matter a jot. It doesn't matter a jot. Get your body to box, because in that 20-minute conversation that I had with Rab and I had with John, with a wee bit of Perry involved as well, my daughter was getting involved, which... And I know you, people listen to this. Before I was a dad, I was the same. When folks spoke about their wains, you'd go, I don't give a fuck. Still telling about your wain. But it's difficult to juggle a wain. No, yep. Actually, but at the same time, they are WhatsApp group call, but we're ready. We're getting together. We're getting shit done. And
I tell you what, Grado, like we 20 minutes. We nailed the live show, and some of the stuff we've got, some of the stuff in already, and it is funny as fuck. It is. And there's going to be appearances that you don't know is going to happen. We've got some plans up our sleeves after our meeting today, and it's going to be, you need to be there, because one of the things that I've had through already is just blown my mind. Just absolutely blown my mind.
Is it the one that you sent me?
Yeah, the one that I sent you. Absolutely blown. So you need to be there on Sunday, and you can still get tickets for it. It's happening at Box. If you head to ICW Square, go. We're doing a show before it. Like Grado says, great show, the football in the middle. Coach Tripp, Adam Shame, Big Shamer, is coming on to do a week interview with you guys, and he is absolutely pumped for it. He's going to tell some great stories, so we'll have that on. And then we'll have a wrestling daft jukebox on the go with all the wrestling themes going on. It's going to be a great day out. Good couple of bevvies. Head over to the Square Go afterwards. What a day. And you can get tickets still. Eventbrite, or check out the link below to get involved. And we'll see you there this Sunday.
And it's one of the ones as well. You were telling me, is there any stories that you could tell live on stage, but you can't actually say in a podcast? Which, I'm not, there's loads of stories I would love to tell, right? I really would, but it's good. But, I mean, I need to know, is Billy Gaddy going to be there? He's a journalist, isn't he?
Billy's not making it.
Is he going to get stooges to turn up and take?
Here's the thing. I think there's an honour code if you're coming to the live show, is no mobile phones, because we do things on this podcast, right? And we've got the power of editing this podcast. There are several things that Rab and Grado have said or done on this show which could have got them cancelled, right? Mm. So that's all been edited out. But at the live show, anything fucking goes, brother.
Hey, we could maybe tell the story on Sunday, John. Mm-hmm. People are listening going, oh fuck. People that are not going, they'll be going, who cares, right? But the time that we had today, a dedication to a wrestler who had passed.
Yes,
away.
Yes, we should tell that story. I don't know if you'll be able to get through that. We will tell that story on Sunday as well. So listen, if you want to get involved, links below. Love to see you. Doors 1:30 at Box if you're coming along. Bell time, 2:00. 2:00 to 3:00, we're doing the show, watching the football, then getting Shamer on, then wrestling Daft Jukebox. It's going to be fantastic. So get involved. Love to see you there. A few more suggestions of what people want to see at the actual show. I don't think we did this last week. Paul would like a run-in from the Bureau of the Change Lady.
That's
at the Bureau de Change.
Once you get to Romania, go straight to the Bureau de Change. Do you know what? That's Sandra Brown, man, and shit. Who worked in the fire brigade, and I think I'd have her on Facebook. I wonder if she would date me a cameo.
Imagine if Sandra came.
By the way, she's a biker as well.
She
looked, she was a fire brigade gaffer, and she looked every bit like a gaffer, Sandra Brown. But she would, it would be the weirdest thing ever, man. Like, and then, what a leather gear, man. What a leather gear on the helmet.
And they just there's a line. You want to go to the Bureau de Change when you go to Romania. That'd be amazing. So that we can make that happen. Maybe Karate Warrior 2 regular correspondent says, we'd like an appearance from Tiger, the Wi-Fi guy, or Graham from the Isle of Man.
Tiger. I'd like to be able to get a hold of I don't know, man. Tiger. Kind of body Tiger on here, didn't I?
Yeah, we did Buddy Tiger. I don't think we should get Tiger or you'd be miffed about that. Daniel was suggesting maybe a wrestling Q&A with your brother.
Fuck, aye. Well, he's going to be in the League Cup final on Sunday, man. And that's funny you mentioned it, because it's actually worked out not too bad, John, right? Because my brother, Joke, he got the ticket for the League Cup final, right? Brilliant. But, I mean, here's the crack. So, but he was meant to be offshore. So that's how I was getting his ticket.
Right.
However, he had an accident at work.
Was he all right?
So he is all right, mate. He sliced off his horn open. So he gets sent home for the rig. So, of course, he gets home for the rig. And he phoned me up and went, I've got some bad news. I was like, what? He goes, you're not getting that fucking ticket for the final because I've been sent home for work. And I went, do you know what? We're good because I've got Wrestling Daft Live. So it's all good.
There you go. So it's all worked out well. We're going to enjoy the cup final together. Right, so going back to an old kind of point we talked about in the show. Remember, Grado, I had this rumour or heard a rumour when I was at school that the Texas Tornado committed suicide by doing a Texas Tornado off the cliff.
Aye.
Well, on this day, this week, in 1993, Kerry Atkinson, with Kerry Von Erich, basically died. And it's come out in this tweet that he shot himself. So we can finally put to bed, he did not do a Texas Tornado off a cliff. Thanks very much for Brian for pointing that out.
It's funny how it says here, I'm reading, you've got in the notes here, Kerry Von Erich shot himself to death.
Aye.
Isn't it? You shoot yourself to death.
And it is a funny way to say it, because, I mean, you just say he shot himself. You wouldn't think you'd have to have to death, because that would be assumed that the guy shot himself, he's presumably dead.
I think that only ever makes sense if he whacked himself to death.
That's a very good point.
When would you... Apart from shooting yourself, when would you ever use the phrase "shot himself to death"?
Yeah, you would be shooting yourself for any other reason, would you?
But what I'm saying is, when would you ever to death yourself? You'd whack yourself.
Whack yourself is the only time I can shag yourself to death.
Is that
the same thing? I don't know what else you do.
People have different methods of shagging themselves.
Right. Okay.
Is it? And it depends what you wank. Are you wanking your frontal or your body? Right, what are we talking about here, man?
Right, move on. Right, okay. Right, what is... What's
that? Did he wank it up?
Right, let's move on. William is... MEDC. Are you into vinyl and records and all that sort of... You're not into that, Grado, are you?
What?
Like... music and vinyl and all that sort of nonsense.
Yeah.
See, I love all that stuff. I love, like, I've become one of these sad hipster fucks who goes out and buys all their old CDs and vinyl. So, like, I'm spending, like, 30 quid a time buying Ocean Colour Scene, Mosley Shoals and shit like that. Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what I've got in the boot right now? Well, I've got 4 or 5 The View vinyls signed by Kyle Faulkner that are Scott Arfield's that he got me to get from. And they've been in my boot for the last 3 weeks, mate. And he needs to get them back after me, because I know that I'm going to end up getting chocolate on it. I'm going to, you know what I mean? It's going to be flying out and landing in the flare. Like, see the shits in my motor? Somebody I know went to a retro football festival and asked me what shirt I wanted, and I asked for a hamburger tap. And it's still fucking sitting in the back seat of my motor. I mean, I've not touched it for July.
Brilliant. So you've got Scott Arfield's vinyl collection. Is it vinyl or is it CDs?
It's all vinyls, mate.
Right, so Scott Arfield's View back catalogue is sitting in the back of your motor at the moment.
It needs to come out of my horns, mate. It needs to come out of my horns.
That's amazing. So Scotty Arfield, why doesn't Scott come down to the show on Sunday? But he might have something. He'll be a bit busy doing something else.
Well, I think he's still injured, unfortunately. I don't know. We'll see.
I can't imagine fucking off the cup final to come and watch us. Anyway, MEDC points out that Macho Man Randy Savage's 2003 debut album, Be a Man, is being reissued for Record Store Day, and maybe suggest we could maybe do some karaoke to at the live show.
That is a tune. Be a man, Hogan. You know what it means. Have you heard it before?
I have. Well, maybe you could do a wee... Maybe we should sing out. See, at the end of the show, Grado, maybe we should like do a wee kind of sing out at the end of the show, and we could do like Be a Man.
Do you know what a day can... I think a day can't know the words to.
What?
The one bad, bad man. Do John Cena song?
Is that how we could could we finish the show with that? That would be a
bad, bad man. I'm sure I can. Once it comes in, once it kicks in, I'm sure I know that the full. I'm sure I'm good at it.
Right. Okay. Well, we can put it to the test on Sunday, perhaps. Right. Listen, Grado, I've got a suggestion for new theme. You tuned for it. You want to hear this? This comes from William. Here we go.
Chips and cheese and donut meat, take you for a real treat. cake baked with a slight heat. Sausage and bean bake don't make the same as me. Chips and cheese and doner meat.
So, is this the guy that's busking on in
Buchanan? Yeah.
Mate, I saw that when I was doing prep for the radio the other day, and but the way I was pissing myself because it's like an older guy, and it's a guy that's it's a grown man. One of the first comments I saw was, "Dad, come home."
Do you know what the best thing to do is? I fucking love see when you go through a story. I piss myself every day, and there's always like the comments, or it's always like, who cares? And there's always someone who has that SpongeBob SquarePants and going, no one cares thing.
It's the same, mate. It's the same all the time. See any celebrity story that's somebody that's not mainstream in the media, it's always who? All the time, innit?
Oh, by the way, talking about mainstream in the media, congratulations, Grado, two doors down, going right onto the big station.
That's right, mate. Two doors down has moved to BBC One, so...
UK-wide?
Well, it always has been UK-wide on BBC Two.
Yeah.
On BBC Two, so... it's always good because you get more viewers, mate. Folk tend to watch BBC One, and fingers crossed there's a bigger budget and we can do stuff like... you know, go abroad in an episode, you know, like...
More coin for the Grado, that's what it means. And well, here's my theory, right, Grado? This is the fucking end to Strictly Come Dancing, man. This is the big time. Oh, that Alan, oh, he's dead funny in that, two doors down. Fucking the next thing, there you are on Strictly. You know...
I can't lie, man. I can't lie. I would... Strictly Come Dancing... I don't know, and the ice man, I don't know I could do, but mate, see one day, I'd love to do the jungle, man. I'd love to do it. I swear to God, and Rab is the complete opposite for me, man, but see things...
Oh, Rab would be shite in the jungle, mate, I hate
just
that.
Got on a flight, man, getting tanked up, but Reese, and, you know, getting there and staying at Versace Hotel and all that, and one of the reasons why I really want to do it. And folk will be going, I agree, though, shut up, man, for the sake, man, you're 8 episodes of River City. But see, when I done World of Sport, the head, I'm a celebrity, was there. He was at the launch night.
Was he?
And this is, of course, when World of Sport Wrestling was going to be the biggest thing in history, and it was going to be the biggest thing since the Gladiators. And the wrestling producer, World of Sport Wrestling producer, was standing next to the guy in the jungle, and he was going, hey, there's your man for the jungle, there he is. And I was going, yeah, the jungle could have it. And he was going, absolutely. He goes, let's do it. We'll have a look at it. So we'll see how this goes. And of course, fucking World of Sport was.
It wasn't to be. It wasn't to be.
Is this week, Tom? Ah, they're down.
But I know. Honestly, mate, I think you would be brilliant on Strictly. I think you'd be proper good because you've got the moves, man. You've got the moves, and they always like that kind of. You know, look at Bill Bailey went on to win it. They always like that comedy character. Always going to go out in the first week. You'd be amazing,
mate. They do like the kind of fat stiffies and the thinker, no. But at the same time, man, when Kay Adams done it, I felt terrible for Kay Adams when she done it. You know, because she. Mate, she's like, she'd done it to like boost her confidence and make herself, you know, a wee bit younger and, you know, spice herself up sort of deal. And mate, she got put out in the first week.
Be raging, eh?
It just made her, you know, all that sort of kind of, she went back, you know, she went back. I can't remember if I talked to Kay Adams, but hold on. I you know, you'd be scared of that. Now, if I'm going to be scared of that, I'd love it.
Let's start the campaign, Grado for Strictly. Let's start it right now. Right, okay, if you want to get in touch with any of that stuff, we've got a really great thing, but I'm going to save it to Rab. Someone's put, Greg's basically went into one of these AI programs, right? And he's put in, you know, I don't know if you've seen this, Grado, like, you can write essays and poems. It's like an AI chat thing. ChatGPT, he's basically fed in to the
chat. Is that not right about breakfast? I'm sure that's what controls Bowie at breakfast these days.
Very good, Grado. But ChatGPT, he's put together a Bray Wyatt promo on Rab.
But shut up.
Yeah. So I think we need to wait. Either we'll do that at the live show or next week's show. We'll do it both. But we'll get this on and we'll do that when Rab's back next week. But if you want to get in touch with anything, random wrestling related stuff, anything we've just talked about, we'd love to hear from you. Get us on Twitter at Wrestling Daft, on Insta Wrestling Daft Podcast, just Wrestling Daft on the big of face, or wrestlingdaft@gmail.com. Right, it's time to buddy and put over stuff from the world of wrestling. Let's separate the Seth Rollins from the Seth from Emmerdale. Do you remember Seth from Emmerdale?
Seth was a legend, man. He inspired The Rock for his 1999 sideies.
So he did.
He did. I'm telling you. Seth was a he's an OG man. Sitting getting mad about it in the wheel pack.
I can imagine you watching Emmerdale because you were a big High Road fan, weren't you?
Yeah, I was into High Road and Emmerdale.
Your mom like Emmerdale? I bet your mom loved Emmerdale.
Mom loved Emmerdale. That's what I was going to say about, well, you know, I remember when Emmerdale got a wee bit of money and they done the Dingles Down Under.
Oh, fuck, sorry. Aye, and that could be you on Two Doors Down.
So I'm saying a wee episode abroad, man, Dingles Down Under. They go somewhere, maybe in Australia, but yeah, Santa Ponza.
Santa Ponza with two. Oh, it'd be a Benidorm one for Two Doors Down, wouldn't it? It'd be Benidorm.
So Simon Carlyle, who writes Two Doors Down, was a big, big writer in Benidorm.
Right, there you go. They'll do a Benidorm.
And he's also, see Simon Carlyle, by the way. See Simon Carlyle and Gregor Sharp. And Simon Carlyle's an Ayrshire boy. And mate, he's an absolute genius, John. He's just hilarious. So he wrote some of Benidorm. And he's right now, he's kind of got a hold of the fella because he's writing, or it's in production now, the Alan Carr. He's doing an Alan Carr sort of biopic comedy.
I've heard about that. They're doing a film about, because Alan Carr, obviously, his dad, Graham Carr, was a football manager, a scout, and all this sort of stuff. And I've heard they were doing that. That'd be really interesting.
So Simon's wrote that with Alan Carr.
Oh, that's amazing. Wow.
There you go.
But talking about Emmerdale as well, by the way, just as an aside, Lisa Riley, obviously big, and you've mentioned the Dingles here. You've been framed, come to a bit of an end. It's the end of an era after 33 years.
33 years, and that's it. But I see, John, I would say that it went downhill as soon as Beadle gave it up. No.
Aye.
I'll give you your due. Mandy was good. But you've got to remember, these folk were Brit. Like, see, 1990, folk were breaking their backs to go on.
It was prime time, baby. It was prime time when Beadle was on it.
3 years of crack, mate, they were getting £250 a video. Now, £250 in 1990 could have sorted your bills for the month. You could have maybe went away a wee holiday.
Yeah.
The problem was, even up to last year, the rate of inflation did not affect you being framed. Still £250.
And this is the thing, Greedo, and this is the thing where you've been framed, right? And this is something we were talking about this on the radio, I'm sure you were as well, is that, right, see, like, obviously technology's advanced so much, right? And everyone's got a camera phone now, right? But they still showed videos from the fucking 80s and early 90s. You know what I mean?
But that's what you watched it for, man, because, I mean, I remember, man, we got a camcorder, me and my mum were fun enough, in Benidorm. And we were getting my mum to jump on the bed and to land and to fall off it so we could get to her down. And she's jumping on the bed going, yeah. And then she fell and we sent it in, mate, and they were like, no.
Did you get a rejection? We were speaking on the radio. We spoke to a lot of people who were rejected for you being framed. However, we found one person that had a check. We found two people who had been on You've Been Framed and had the check and wrote, they actually sent a picture of the check from You've Been Framed. And wow. They talked us through how they managed to get into the process because we had loads of people coming on saying, oh, I did this, and it got rejected. I got a rejection letter. But we found a couple of people that had got £250. One of them was a water skiing dog, and the other one was had set their hair on fire or something like that.
Oh, I wish I claimed to fame. I was on You Being Framed, and I said, because I set my hair on fire.
But see, I'd love if any of the Wrestling Daft listeners were being You've Been Framed. That'd be fucking amazing. But anyway, let's get into the wrestling, buddy, and put it over for this week. Grado, coming to you first, because you very rarely watch the wrestling, but you're raving about Elimination Chamber and Sammy versus Reigns, aren't you?
Yes, but it's funny that, you know, it's the week that I have watched a bit of wrestling, but I think if I'm going to have to put something over this week, if there was one, if you were to ask me, you need to put your one hang, I would pick Jake Paul's promo.
Yeah.
Mate, I watched that and I was like, I'm invested in this. I want to watch this fight. And of course, I felt like the way a lot of our listeners probably feel, this is a bunch of shit. Two YouTubers. I love Islander. But I watched that promo, man. I was getting Stone Cold 90s Brian Pillman vibes after this guy cutting this promo. If you've no saw it, man, it was callous. He brought in the guy. He mentioned Tommy Fury's family. And if you don't know what we're talking about, Jake Paul's fighting Tommy Fury in Saudi Arabia, I think, on Sunday.
Yeah.
But there's so much jeopardy involved in it, because if Tommy Fury doesn't win this fight,
oh,
his father has told him that he's got to drop the name, he's got to use his mother's maiden name. He's never going to be able to show his face. It's crazy. I can't wait to watch this, because I've got a sneaky feeling that this Jake Paul, these Pauls, mate, they're very, very, they're talented.
You've got to look at Logan Paul in the ring, man.
And they're no daft, man. They're no daft.
No.
So are you going to watch it?
I think I will. It's Sunday night, isn't it? So I'm off Monday, because we're obviously doing Wrestling Daft Live, and I'll take the next day off because I'm having several beers at the live show, so that could go all wrong as well. But I know it's total wrestling carny stuff, isn't it? It really is, this fight and the way it's been built.
Yeah, fair play, man, because it's all the you turn on TalkSport this morning, it's all the talk. But and WBC have put a belt onto it, I know.
Have they?
They've made a belt for it. It's the Diarrhea Championship or something like that. I'm not joking. It's the Diarrhea. Something. Google it.
Right. Google that. Anything you want to bury from watching wrestling this week?
I can't. I just don't buy Cody Rhodes as a bit of a good guy. But
do you not?
I don't know.
Is this because he unfollowed you? You're just burying Cody Rhodes.
That's part of it, mate. But I just see that it's just his mannerisms for me, and I know that I just think it's a bit phony.
Better as a heel.
They done a pre-taping and walking towards the gorilla bit, and he's doing all that, and he's saying hello to what he's going to say, and doing all that, and sniffing his shoulders up. Like, he's doing stuff like you would do when you were away. Like, hitting on you with a rock in your bedroom.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I honestly think he's amazing, right? He's amazing. I love him, but I can't take him as a babyface.
Well, it's actually reports today that there's big concerns with, obviously, going into Mania with the Sammy stuff. They're trying to cool Sammy off a wee bit, I believe. And ahead to me, so we don't get that situation we had with Daniel Bryan and Batista and all that sort of stuff.
Sammy.
Yeah, so
you know that he's apparently David Wilson, the greatest photographer in wrestling history,
puts
something up that apparently Cody Rhodes will be walking to the ring wearing a custom made weight belt with logos of the 36 independent promotions that he worked for when he wasn't in the WWE and AEW, which means he done SWA at the fucking Lagoon in Paisley.
I think there's going to be an SWA.
Well, it looks like we're going to get an SWA weight belt.
That's amazing.
Class, isn't it?
That is absolutely amazing. I know, listen, I get it with Cody, but I thought, like, when I'm going to bury and put over, I thought I really enjoyed the Elimination Chamber. I sat and watched it, and I thought it was a cracker. That men's Elimination Chamber match is the best Elimination Chamber match I've saw. I thought Bronson Reed, I thought they all came out. I thought Johnny Gargano, who's been shite since he's come up to the main roster and not really had the storylines to prove himself, I thought he was really good. Montez Ford was an absolute star. That spot he did to the top of the cage. You see that, Grado? Where he's hanging off the top and dropped down. What a spot.
I mean, I think I only took in the would you call it, the Roman Reigns and Sami Zayn match.
That
was amazing.
Unbelievable. I thought the mixed tag match was excellent as well. Thought the women's elimination chamber, Brock, Bobby, two big men slapping each other about, but I thought I just wasn't invested into it. I thought it was just a bit paint by numbers. But let's talk about Sammy and Roman, man. Fucking hell. I mean, we all knew the outcome, what it was going to be, but the way they got to it was fucking beautiful, man.
Was, mate. You know what's funny? I read that Triple H, after the press conference, says Sami Zayn reminds him of Mick Foley. And I can totally see what he. Like, you know, he's the guy that's not the Hollywood-looking, hand-kempt wrestling. You know, he just looks like a Jake Ball off the street, really. And that's what Mick Foley was. But he's got that connection with the crowd. Folk love him. I'm watching it. And I was getting right into that Montreal crowd was something else. Oh, and the shit we get, his missus involved at ringside. Mate, I get right into it. I thought it was, and I didn't know the whole bloodline story and stuff like that. So I didn't really know what happened when one of the Rikishi's boys came in. I didn't really know what was happening there. I didn't kind of quite get the gist of it. But and even at the end, when Kevin's Owens came out as well.
No, it was great. It was absolutely smashing. Do you know what? Roman Reigns is brilliant. I see his talking throughout the match. And
I see him talking, holding the jaw and going, I'm fucking killing you. I'm fucking killing you, cunt. I'm fucking killing you, you fucking...
He's great. And like, he is so good at the near fall. Like honestly, it must be a ball here away from the three count and he'll get his shoulder up and it's fucking beautiful, man. Really, really good.
Well, it's funny you say that because... See, I was noticing Sami Zayn's kickouts, and they were all shoulder kickouts.
Aye.
Right? Which I liked. Now, I'd done the exact same thing in my match with Drew. I was then, and everybody thought it was because I was blowing out my father and I didn't have the strength. But I don't know. I think it looks a lot better when somebody kicks it at the last kick. You wouldn't, if you're kicking it, you would get, see all this, aims in the air and legs up. Where did that come from that you had
anything? I know, I think that's total old school.
I got a couple of boys saying that was the only thing that they didn't like was your kickers. And
I know, I think that's total old school. No, absolutely with you on that. Absolutely. Let's see what the listeners are saying this week. Andy says, put over Sami Reigns' match. So many close falls, as we just talked about there. At points, I actually thought Sami was winning, especially when Cole screamed, do you believe in miracles? By the way, Rab fucking loved that. Did you see that? He was tweeting about that on Twitter.
Well, because of what Michael Cole's commentaries. Mate, see, that's another thing I know. Who's the Irish guy on Raw?
It's the new Irish... what's his name again? I can't remember off the top of my head.
He sounds as if his mic's turned in.
I think they maybe did turn for an Elimination Chamber. He was very rarely involved in it. I think Michael Cole's commentaries just... Like, since he's not got Vincent's here, and since he's got Pat beside him, it's really invigorated him, I think, as a commentator.
While we're talking about commentators, a shout out to the voice of, you know, FIBA, John Motson.
Oh, God, aye, that was great.
World Cup 98, man, sitting up in my pals, the Oilers, playing that on the PlayStation, man, it takes you back, all motty.
I know, it's sad to see him go. Right, so Wrestling God says put over Montez in the chamber. It's time to see him and Dawkins go their separate way. I think Montez a breakout. See, he attempted the rock bottom. Well, he did the rock bottom. He was going to do the people's elbow as well. Some of the stuff he was doing in the cage was great. So all for that. And I think Dawkins has actually improved as well.
I've just had a text for Bob Malcolm.
Oh right, where's my vinyl? Where's Scott Arfield's vinyl?
That's funny. No, I got him tickets for Grado's Big Family Wrestling Bash, which, by the way, is selling it really good.
Well done. So, tickets going on sale, yeah.
Tickets to go, man. There's only a handful of tickets to go, so get your... But I've donated a couple of tickets for a charity.
That's nice.
Thanks for the tickets, mate. Helped towards raising £8,000.
Oh, good.
£8,000, mate, for my wrestling tickets at the Pavilion. Sorry, innit?
I think it helped towards. I don't think that's how much. I don't think that's how much the tickets went to. Well done. Do you see if Bob wants to come to the live show? We'll get Bob to come on.
Sunday's a busy day for him, man. He's got two or three rounds on a Sunday, you know.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure you'll be watching the game as well. Right, okay. Buddy Bray Wyatt and the dodgy uncle honestly thought there was some potential when he came out and dropped the spooky shit. When he first returned, fair to say, I was wrong, says the wrestling god. Yep. Right, Steven says, put over the men's elimination chamber match and Buddy, Brock versus Omos plans for WrestleMania. Aye, is that happening? Brock versus Omos? Oh, I don't think I don't fancy that much. I didn't hear about that, so that'll be interesting. I know the winner of the Bobby versus Brock match is going on to fight Bray, and obviously it was a disqualification, so I don't know what they'll do there now. That's a bit confusing, that area of WrestleMania. I don't know what they're going to do there, but we'll wait and see. Kev put over Edge and Beth Phoenix, rolling back the years in the mixed tag match at Elimination Chamber. Match was an absolute cracker. Aye, I thought it was one of the best matches in the card. Definitely worth going back and watching, Grado.
I watched a match on SmackDown Friday night and loved it. It was Sonya Rousey, Ronda Rousey, and who was it Ronda Rousey was tagging with?
Shayna Baszler.
Shayna Baszler, and I think it was Natty Neidhart, and
would it was, been, oh God, I didn't, was it Bianca? No, it wasn't Bianca, no.
No, but it was superb.
Yeah. There you go. Bobby says, put over Sami Zayn and Roman, thoroughly enjoyed it. However, I need to bury myself after all the years of watching wrestling. I still get wound up about ref bumps. I should know by now they're going to take the piss. They did two ref bumps in that match, to be fair. Yeah. It was a bit long, though, to be on the deck. What do you think about ref bumps, Grado? Are you for or against ref bumps?
Oh, ref bump, man, that's the drama.
Do you like a ref bump?
Oh, that's the drama. And I like Dana. See, you know when it's good when you do it, and I'm just thinking back to things we've done it, like a Green Oak Town Hall and a main event, and the crowd are on their feet, and you've obviously got Moz and Faders that get into it, right? And who don't really watch a lot of wrestling, and when you bump the ref, especially in the main event, and it's no been done, and I've no saw it before, they're going, they buy it, they're going, oh, that's a fucking ref, that's a ref away and all, what are they going to do? Is that? And they go, because they don't expect it, and they go, is that real? Is that ref? God, is that ref all right? And then you use other man running and doing, man. They all get into it. It's brilliant. As long as you're not doing it all night, and it's like the AEW referees. I don't watch a lot of AEW, but see some of the best ofs or something, the way the referees sell. Oh my Lord, I laugh at that.
Aubrey and all that. I love that. I love Aubrey. And but which referee you've worked with? Who takes the best bump?
Christ, I don't know. Actually, probably Sean McLaughlin and Thomas Keating. They're two referees that are brilliant. And then there's a boy, Reckless Intent, who's moved up to ICW. Oh my God, he's sound. I can't believe I forgot his name. He's on my Facebook and all. But all the good referees at ICW. And then at TNA, there was Brian Stifler, who was the referee that get the phantom kick with Bully Ray and somebody else in a match, and he Bully Ray was getting summed up for a powerbomb, and his legs looked, it was about 2 feet away from Stifler's face, but he still took the cell on the bump, and it's the most fucking shittiest looking bump in the history.
But
Stifler was brilliant, and of course the Hebners, man, Brian Hebner and his old fella.
Definitely. Right, Darth Sinobi says, buddy WWE creative who clearly don't know how to book Sammy for Mania, put over Sami Zayn for his outstanding face turn. I think that's a bit harsh. I think they know where they're going with Sammy. They're kind of drawing at the Kevin Owens thing if Raw there on Monday when they... Like the kind of draw it out.
It's going to be Owens and
Owens and Zayn.
And somebody will turn in their brother or some shit.
We'll see, but I think they know what they're doing with it. But we'll wait and see. Lee says put over Montez Ford and Raquel in the Chambers. Both look the business. Also putting over Brock, putting Bobby in the bags. So now them have to put up with Wyatt's spooky pish at Mania. I think they're going to have to put up with Wyatt's going to do something at Mania, and I've got a funny feeling it'll be a Lesnar Wyatt match, but we'll wait and see.
I think that could be that as well, mate.
Who knows what will happen? I'm done with it. I'm on Rab's camp now with all this shite. Beppe put over Sammy, Roman, and Cody, three guys at the top of their game. Buddy folk bitching about Sammy not getting the belt. He'd only be a transitional champ anyway, and novelty of that would wear off quick. It's Cody's time, says Beppe.
Yes, that would completely take Aye, no, it was never ever going to happen. You're watching it knowing it was never ever going to happen.
Nah, exactly. It's always a shame when that was. And finally, Steve says, put over Sammy and Roman for getting me to watch WWE again for the first time in years. There you go. I mean, it has, I mean, it's been the best, you could argue, one of the best booked storylines in wrestling ever, because they've drawn this out over 2.5 years, you know. It's been unbelievable. Like, the whole, you know, I'd love to see, like, and I'm sure it is, just the whole timeline of how this has all transpired, and the kind of, when it comes to heading, you know, if Roman does and probably will drop the belt to Cody at Mania, it's going to be some moment that it's totally going to put Cody over as well. If they can,
what do you think he might retain?
Oh, that'd be good, wouldn't it? See if Roman retained it.
Thought would be.
Oof, if he retained that. He'll win at Mania, where him retaining it'd be fucking, that would be interesting. Aye, I like that. I like that. Book it, Grado, book it. And Steve is burying Falkirk Daft. That's my podcast. He says, the air are coming for you. Aye, we'll wait and see about that. One game away from the semi-final, Grado. One game away from the Falkirk Bairns.
That right. And who do you, I'm trying to think. So when is this Scottish Cup tie?
A couple of weeks' time, we're playing Ayr at the Falkirk Stadium.
He's done well against Devon.
Ah, we pumped him. Easy. It was like fucking Hogan versus fucking some jobber, the Brooklyn Brawler, man. Fuck Darvel. But anyway, thanks, bro.
See who's the newest. Did I tell you who's this new assistant manager at the Buffs?
Ian Durant, you did tell me about this. There you go.
I tell you, it was out on the podcast last week.
No, you tweeted me, you messaged me saying, oh, Ian Durant, and I said, how's your dad reacting? This is most importantly, we're getting into the football now. What does your dad make of Ian Durant?
Oh, my dad's moving to Pennyburn, so he's literally going to be 500 yards for the new Buffs Park. So
right.
It's good. My dad's a bit of a pain in the ass, but when you take him to the Buffs Park, because my dad's one of these guys that, He lets on that he's not a lot more in the wheel than what he is, right? So, for example, I was at a Buffs game with him a couple of months ago, and he's sitting talking to me going, aye, Graham, and he's good, and that's no bad, and aye, that's good, that looks good, isn't it? And then this guy came up and went, John Steve, I've not seen you in years. My father went, oh, right, yeah. And he was going, are you all right, John? You know well? My dad's turning to me going, how much am I, Graham, telling him? I'm going, Dad, fucking
God. Is he selling?
Sitting selling, man. Selling his operation about three years ago.
What a pro. Can't be asked talking to someone on the sale.
Ah, that's what he does.
Brilliant. Right, listen, if you want to bury or put over anything, we'll be back with more of that next week.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You just made the list!
Right, it's time for the List of Wrestling Daft. We love a list here and we like putting it together on the podcast. This week, ahead of the live show, we thought we'd ask, what's the best wrestling live show you've ever been to? Grado, you must have...
As a fan, the best live.
Have you got a top three? You got a top three you can give us?
Oh, God, that's a good question, man. Live show I've went to.
It's good. I know I'm right. I've got a feeling I know what number one is.
What?
When you went down to Manchester.
Yes, Rebellion 2001, they're up versus Stone Cold.
So that's number one.
That was the best hand to ever be it, ever. That was superb.
Number two, I'm guessing the SEC show that you went to is in there, in the top three, is it?
The one, May 2002, it was Stone Cold versus The Big Show. There was Triple H and William Regal versus Taker and, oh, I can't even think who was in the main event. Scott Hall was fighting, Mr. Perfect was fighting. This was the group of wrestlers that went on to wrestle somewhere on the Friday, and then on the Saturday they did Insurrection, and then they got on the plane, and it was the plane ride for hell.
Yeah. So that. So
Flair was there. It was Flair. Flair, I'm sure it was like, tagged with Taker. Wow, that was a. See, I think back to that. Honestly, me and my mate Gary Hutton, we bought NWO t-shirts, £25. For an NWO t-shirt in 2002. When you think about it, that must
£25 for a t-shirt in 2000, that's mental, isn't it?
Isn't it? So you think no. So that was, you're looking at maybe 50 bar for just a t-shirt, isn't it? When you think about
that's, it. That is absolutely mental. So that's, I guess that's your top two. What you got? You got a third one that you can throw for number three? Because we went in reverse order here. We went for your top two first. So what's your third favourite wrestling show? All the wrestling shows you've been to?
I'd maybe then say after that, live shows. Oh, well, I went to when I was, before I was Dan Grado and all that, as a wrestler, I went out to Atlanta, WrestleMania 27. However, the best event I went to that weekend was Ring of Honor at Center Stage in Atlanta. And It was the Briscoes versus America's, American Wolves, I think. It was brilliant, mate. There was, Steen was on the show, Chris Daniels was on the show. Cabana was on the show. Brilliant, mate. Brilliant. Great seats. God, that was when life was so simple, man.
When life was so simple before children and marriage and all that sort of stuff. And now, you know, there you go. I think the best wrestling show I've been to, and I think it's just the occasion, the fact when Raw came to Glasgow and I was in the audience for Raw, that for me was
debut.
What's that? Yeah, that's when Noam debuted. For me, that was just a moment, you know, that being at Raw in, you know, in Scotland was just fucking, you know, the cameras there, it's the full fucking Titantron, it's the full shebang, you know, and it was just, for me, that was just like a dream moment for me, you know.
Shaban there, eh?
What's that?
Shaban was there.
Shaban, what are you talking about, Shaban?
Full shebang.
Oh, full shebang. Oh, very good. I see what you've done there. That was amazing. That was absolutely amazing. So
did you ever work with Shaban?
Yes, I did work with Shaban. She's now on TalkSport. I heard her the other day there. I messaged her and said, oh, all right, lovely to hear your dulcet tones on the radio as I was driving home there. Wasn't you?
Good on the radio. I liked her on the breakfast show years ago with Bowie.
She's a good lass, is Shaban. Doing very well for herself, so I'm delighted that she's doing so well for herself. But there you go. Anyway, enough radio chat. Let's see what you think is the best live show you've been to. Paul says, best live show I've been to. Paul, this is Bronze Chell here. SummerSlam 92. He loves to get this in here. Went to the, obviously... the
always Bronze Chell?
He went when he was really, really young. He says, he's done Mania. He's done TNA pay-per-views. But best live show, ICW at the SEC. See? The one that you were obviously headlining.
Yeah.
So there you go. That was a very good show. I didn't make it. I didn't go to that, no. I feel dirty that I'm sitting opposite you here.
You ever watched Back the Match with me and Drew?
I have watched Back the Match with you and Drew, though. It was very good, Grado. I thought those kickouts were brilliant, mate. Stevie says, I saw NXT in Florida and it was magic. Roderick Strong versus Pete Dunne remains the best match I've seen in the flesh, and the crowd reaction to Io Shirai turning heel was wild. Ah, that's a good one. I'd love to went to see the Black and Gold NXT. Stuart says, not one I've been to, but could have. I was in Boston in 2015 visiting my girlfriend's brother. There was a live show in TD Gardens, but decided to skip it as they're usually shite. Next morning on Facebook, I see a video. You never know who will show up. It was The Rock, who was in Boston filming Central Intelligence with Kevin Hart. I was absolutely gutted. So there you go. The Rock turned out up at the show, and Stuart missed it because he thought it was going to be a shite house show.
Fucking hell, they'd be gutted with that, would you know?
I know. Dylan says, all the best shows I've seen were local. I'm in the middle of Canada. Best live performance was Michael Allen, Richard Clark versus Cody Rhodes. When we visited Scotland, we went to Discovery Year 5. Excellent event. Lots of fun. WWE shows I've been to weren't anything too spectacular. So there you go. Dylan's putting over Discovery there as well.
They're good shows. I'm surprised I've never worked for them again.
I know. You need to speak to Alan, get you booked, mate. Scott says WWF at the SECC in 1992 and 1993. I was at the 1992 show. No, I wasn't. It was the 93 show I was at. Anyway, 92 had Bret versus Shawn for the Intercontinental Championship, Savage versus the Mountie for the World, and the main event was Legion of Doom versus the Nasty Boys. 93 had Shawn versus Backlund, the Nasties versus the Headshrinkers, and the main event was Mr. Perfect versus Lex Luger. Wow. Good shows.
Oh! Oh, I knew there was one show that I missed.
What?
WWA at the SEC. December 6, 2002. How can I miss that?
Wow. I love all the dates.
Lex Luger versus Sting main event.
Wow.
Honestly, to God. Nathan Jones versus Jeff Jarrett. Sabu versus Perry Saturn versus fucking Simon Diamond or some shit. It was class.
That's absolutely right. That's mind blowing when you hear that, isn't it? Like,
made it a pay per view or not? That was a pay per view with all the cameras. That's on YouTube. People got this before, but that's on YouTube.
Is that? I need to check that out. Scottish Wrestling Network. Guess what? Guess what? The Scottish Wrestling Network and Billy over at the Scottish Wrestling Network's going for, Grado.
Aberdeen Anarchy 2014.
First one that comes to mind is WrestleZone. Aberdeen Anarchy 2014.
Is it? Wait, you've not gave me the sheet. Does he tell you the last time? Is that well, what you said?
Billy said that yet. I had Grado
versus
Scotty Too Hotty, X-Pac of the show, Bingo Balance and a Cracking Ladder match. And the main event was Jack Jester versus Crusher Crave, a top night. There you
mate, I'm telling you the new, that was a brilliant show, mate. I'm not joking. That beach ballroom venue, shit hot, Billy. I'm so glad you said that, but I thought it's going to be an Aberdeen Anarchy, and I took a stab in the dark at 2014 because I mean Scotty Too Hotty. Know that I'm saying that was the best match, but it was good because X-Pac was there, and oh, that's hilarious, man.
Right. Well called. Good call on that. David James's SmackDown show at the SECC, Cena versus JBL and versus Kurt Angle with Stone Cold special guest referee. Fucking what a show that is.
I was at that.
By the way, Cena versus JBL versus Angle with Stone Cold as the guest referee.
Yeah, that was the night also that Sunday gave Stone Cold a Rangers tap.
Oh, really? You know,
there's a famous picture of Stone Cold with a Rangers tap, the kind of tap that reminds me of Thomas Buffalo and Chris Boyd, the kind of 2005, 2006 shirt.
I wonder where that shirt is now. Maybe Lex Luger bought it off him. JPL, you love the Rangers too, Lex.
Rangers.
JPL cut a promo saying how Scotland was England's bitch, even after 1,000 years of battling decent heel work. Also, Booker T tag teaming with Hardcore Holly against MNM and Carlito versus the Big Show. Decent card.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I've never seen Eddie Guerrero versus. Maybe GBL, Brayhead Arena. We've had some great shows. I remember.
I went to some shows at Brayhead Arena. I saw the New Age Outlaws when they reformed and did Brayhead Arena. It was Sheamus.
No DX.
What's that?
No DX. No, maybe I'm talking rubbish. Maybe you're right.
I saw the New Age Outlaws. I saw at the Brayhead and Sheamus and Cesaro. Was it Sheamus and Cesaro? It was Sheamus and someone else. I can't. Anyway, it was a good show. Al from Sleep says WCW house show in Aberdeen in 1993. Absolutely stacked legends. He sent us the card for this as well. So wow. Johnny B. Vad versus Scotty Flamingo, Van Hammer. Max Payne, yep. Paul Orndorff defeated Michael P.S. Hayes to retain the television championship. Cactus Jack defeated Vinnie Vegas.
Nash.
This isn't Aberdeen. Barry Windham fought Dustin Rhodes in a double countout. Sting defeated Big Van Vader to retain the WCW heavyweight championship. And top of the card, Davey Boy Smith defeated Rick Rude by DQ.
Mate, do you know what? See if anybody had any. Oh my God, that just blows my mind that that took place in Aberdeen. I'm just looking, I had no idea. I knew that they had a UK tour because, you know, somebody, there's a company down in England that has the ring skirts.
Really?
Aye, aye. So they, and they put it on their ring ones for a show, and it was like WCW, mate, and it blows my mind. I can't even believe WCW, right? Like, was WCW, I think it was on ITV at the time, like, did they?
I don't know, but I mean, running Aberdeen in 1993 is very strange.
That is amazing.
I love that. Andy was at the Aberdeen one as too, he said, but the first WWF house show in Glasgow was either 90 or 91. Was a very house show, so many rest holes until the main event of Roddy Piper versus Ted DiBiase in the feud ender we never got on the pay-per-view, which blew the roof off. Wow.
What house is that? Because that is the other rest holes and they just a lot of them phone it in, didn't they? I don't suppose they would do that in new house shows because everybody.
House shows are. I love a good house show, man. I think I can't remember the last WWF house show was. I've been to a lot over the last few.
You ever see that famous Cup of Taker where he's waiting on the tag and he's jumping on the ring and he's throwing water out of himself waiting to get a hot tag, and it's Well, mate, he done that at Brayhead, and I always remember that they built this hot. I mean, they took the piss right out of it, but it was. Wrestling 101, man. Like, I think he was tagging with, I don't know, Cena or something like that. And there was so much heat, and there was a double down, and then there was a cut off, and then there was another double down. It was just, a solid build up of 50 minutes of waiting for Taker to come in the ring and tag. And of course, when he finally gets tagged, and the place just went absolutely nuts, man. Everybody was jumping up and doing it. He's only going to... And it clothesline. Oh, duck one, clothesline. Oh, it was amazing.
I love a good house show. I think it's just good. The wrestlers just have a bit of fun at it. And it's always a good... Like, you always get good stuff.
Because they're working for the crowd that are there. They're not working for the crowd in the house. And they're not working towards adverts. You know, aye.
Absolutely. And finally, Billy leads us with, don't know if you mean like a podcast live show or a house show, we're meaning a house show, Billy. So I'm going with a house show. I remember CM Punk getting a massive pop when he was champ under Heyman in WWE, and to get some heat, went on to the mic and said, I didn't know that I had so many fans in Dublin. Oh, the old classic. The old classic. That was followed by a big boo. I went to that show with my mum and stepdad when I was wee. My mum pure fancied Randy Orton at the time and wore a t-shirt that said Mrs. Randy Orton on it, only for him not to be on the show. She was bailing. I fucking love a mall for a t-shirt saying Mrs. Randy Orton. That's such a mall thing to do.
That's brilliant. I love that.
Turn up. Oh, look at my t-shirt, Mrs. Randy Orton, Millie. Look at that. Do you think you'll be at the show? Woo! Mrs. Randy Orton. Love that. So, Billy, thanks for getting in touch. That's your favourite live shows. And, of course, we'll be at the live show this Sunday at Box in Glasgow. You can be there too. And that is it for this week's Wrestling Daft. We will see you if you're coming to the live show. So I'm really looking. I've been anxious because we planned it out for the team. I've been like, I woke up in the middle of the night going,
really?
I swear to God, I've been dreaming about this, going, this show's in fucking 5 days and we've got nothing done yet. But we've had our meeting today and what we've got on paper, it should be funny. Think of all the stuff we do in the show, but probably there's a lot of extra things. I can't wait. I've got a big surprise for you, Grado and Rab, from Brian, one of our listeners, who has funded himself a cameo, right? And this cameo is fucking goes on. He got his money's worth on because it goes on for about 5 minutes, right? This cameo is made for you. And it's someone you know. And it's fucking brilliant. I'm not going to spoil it, but if you're at the live show, that's going to kick the show off because it's a bit like weddings, like when you go through people that can't be here. And Brian, who was a running Rumble champion last year, he sent this cameo and it is unbelievable. So we're starting off the show with that.
That's going to be good, man.
It's going to be a good laugh, so we can't wait. The great thing, we love, see the community we've got, the you guys that listen, you know, and if you haven't on Patreon, get involved. We'd love to have you on board, patreon.com/wrestlingdaft. Throw us a couple of quid, get involved in the Discord, because it's such a lovely community there, and everyone that's in that community is pretty much coming from the live show. So what I'm most looking forward to is sitting and having a beer when the football's on, chatting wrestling with all the guys that are in the community there, because there is, you know, all the guys that have been on the watch-alongs, all the guys that have been, you know, get involved in the show, you know, in regular basis. So I can't wait to meet everyone. So I'm really looking forward to it now, I have to say.
And I mean, you've got me G'd up.
Let's do it. Looking forward to it. It'll be a good laugh. So we'll hopefully see you there. We'll report back next week on the podcast. When Rab's hopefully back, he's away doing some.
How many tickets? How many tickets left?
We've sold a lot of tickets at the moment, and actually box the venue as it is, probably it's going to be really, you know, it's going to be at the moment, we've probably got enough, we've got more to give, but it might be around the corner, but yeah, if you want to come and have a laugh, meet all of us, that'd be great. But get the links are below. We've got a few tickets left, so get involved, and we'll see you down there. If not, we'll see you on the podcast next week. But until that time,
up the road! Woo!